Blog Talk Radio.
I've got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow. Got that string around my finger. What a world, what a life, I'm in love. I've got a song that I sing, I can make a...
Welcome, America, to Breaking News Journal on Air Radio. We have some special guests on today. They're going to talk to us about their role being members of the Southern Nevada Watchdogs. Now, I've never heard of this program, this organization, until I was at an event a couple of weeks ago that had to do with stopping Common Core. And these moms, the moms that I met, they are on top of it, Roxanne and Tasha. And there's a new lady that's going to be joining them from the group today, and her name is Melissa. And we're going to be talking about what they are specifically doing in SN Watchdogs, how you can get involved, what they're doing. And I want to talk to them about a recent thing that I sent over to them. A church is doing an event that has to do with health care, called a health care wellness fair or something like that. And I want to talk to them about that because it's being done by a church, and I was wondering if this is definitely government funded or George Soros funded to get data information about the kids and more, and I wanted to talk to them about that. Roxanne and Melissa, are you there?
I'm here.
Hi, Ruth. I'm here.
Hi. How are you guys doing today?
Good.
I'm well.
Oh, great. Okay, listen, we're going to talk about your organization. Tell us about what SN Watchdogs is, what it is you watch out for.
Okay, well, this is Melissa. SN Watchdogs, Southern Nevada Watchdogs, was basically formed to help bring awareness to the public about things that are going on locally, specifically with the city council and the county mm-hmm. commission. We only focus right now on Clark County Commission and Las Vegas City Council. In addition to the public school stuff, which we have Roxanne looking over, but we try to just basically put the information out there so that people can actually get involved and do something about it.
Okay. How did you guys get started? When made you jump into that part, which we need very, very much? So.
Well, I think that Tasha and I really started it. I know that Tasha had a doctor's appointment, so she couldn't be here, but... Her and I, basically, we met at a city council meeting just probably 6 months ago working on the National Defense Authorization Act, an issue that we had that had to do with writing the FAA regulations for drones to be flying in America, basically. It was,
yes.
That's where I first met her, and we kind of started seeing each other all the time, and we were just kind of like, hey, why don't we start this organization that actually watches these people, because somebody needs to. And then I met Roxanne through Tasha.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Well, so, I tell you what, those two together, I saw them and how they work. They are really powerful, and I'm meeting you, and I know that you are too, because this is something that's needed here in Nevada, because people here seem to flake out. They start into something and then they flake out. I don't know if it's a power trip or whether they're involved with somebody that could make them lose their job. I don't know what the issue is, but it seems like there's a bunch of milquetoast people here.
I think it's just it's a really transient place. With Las
That's
Vegas
true.
Being, I think that there's people are less connected to this, this geographic area, emotionally maybe, or I was born and raised here, so I have, okay. I'm grounded. I have, I have a stake in this place, in my opinion, because I'm not going anywhere.
Oh, okay. So. I see what you're saying, because, I'm not from here, and, I can go back. I'm going to go back home to Colorado on business next week, and it's still going to be the same when I get there. I mean, certain things have changed, but overall it's still the same. I can pretty much say what the climate is going to be like there. But here, you're right, the demographics change. People, they lose their jobs or whatever, and they move in and they move out. But for those who are here and stay here, sometimes it seems like that there's a complacency that that I've noticed here, and I've been here for now for 13 years, going on 14 years, and I've seen, it seemed like a complacency that I've seen here, but that's beside the point. Really, you guys are doing something really good now, and that I was glad, I was excited to hear about it. When I met Roxana and Tasha, it was because we were dealing with the Common Core thing, and I didn't know if you guys knew about, I sent some information over to Roxanne yesterday. I didn't know if you received it. Roxanne, did you receive it?
I didn't get to it yet. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Well,
no,
what it
is,
was going over...
There's going to be a church, or some kind of Victory Baptist Church, that's doing an event that has to do with health care and wellness. And as we found out at the event where we were talking about Common Core and finding out what they're trying to do to data mine our kids, this is going to be one of those things, because we did research on the sponsors of this event. And after I get off the phone with you guys, I'm probably going to call the church to find out why they are getting involved with this and allowing this to happen in the schools in a disguise as a community wellness fair type of thing. But if they're going to be data mining, they're going to be asking these kids questions about their household, probably guns and everything else.
You know, I was thinking one of the first things you might want to ask a church that you feel is doing something like that would just be to find out if they are a 501c3 nonprofit organization, which most churches are. And when a church becomes a 501c3, they are essentially, a lot of times they don't realize it because it's a standard operating practice, but they become, you know, the government starts to infiltrate, and they can tell them what they can and cannot do. And of course they say that the government can't say what you can and cannot say behind the pulpit, but at the same time they do tell you that you're not supposed to talk politics from the pulpit if you're a 501c3.
Except for if there are churches that they believe in, you know, because Obama's chief advisor is in charge of the International Church of something. I forget what the church is that he's involved in. But Mr. Jim Wallace with the IF, and he is in charge of churches, and his church can talk about politics all the time, or even organizations that are supposed to be 501c3 and 501c4, they can all talk about politics or whatever it is that they want to talk about. My concern is the children. How do we reach, in
Absolutely.
A case like this, how do we reach the parents and the children? Would you guys do anything, I mean, if in the sense of contacting the church, having people out on the day that they're doing their wellness things to show that, if you guys, who these people are, what they stand for, that are sponsoring and funding this. We did do some research on it yesterday, and I was appalled because a lot of these people are involved with UNESCO and the United Nations, but they have these cover group names, and so I wanted to find out how you guys would deal with something like that.
Sometimes this is something that we've been recently dealing with, is there are arms of the city and the county that they put together to do these types of community things, which is just what you said. They disguise them so that they don't seem like the government's necessarily doing it. They seem like, you know, hey, this is a community thing. And something that we deal with recently is called Southern Nevada Strong, and that is basically a group that got put together to do some research to basically draw consensus to give the city and the county a reason to implement more of their ICLEI Agenda 21, you know, ordinances and lifestyle that they want to impose on us. So if it's something like that, we do like to push back against that at public events if possible. I have to get more information about it, and I mean, there's a good possibility that we would be interested in helping you out with that.
Okay. Well, I'll make sure I get it back over to Roxanne, because I don't have your email. And you can send me.
I can give it to you right now if you want. I mean,
I just didn't want somebody out there to have it if you don't want them to have it.
Oh no, that's fine. It's on the website too. It's Melissa Melissa. Melissa.
Okay.
At snwatchdog.org.
Okay, so that's Melissa at snwatchdog.org, people. And if you want to, don't flood her with a bunch of stuff, unnecessary stuff. Just make sure it's good stuff that they can go and research and work on, because that's what we're about now.
Oh, I've been getting all kinds of stuff. Don't worry.
Okay. That sounds really
good. Good, bad, and indifferent. I get it all. Yeah.
Yes. Do you guys work? What are you guys seeing on the home front, on the homeschool front, as far as Common Core is concerned, and what we need to do to work together to bring parents together and to bring like a homeschool co-op situation together? What do you guys see there?
I'm gonna let Roxanne take that one.
So far, me personally, because this is my first year homeschooling the kids, I've had a lot of community support and from different homeschool groups throughout the valley, different friends that already have been homeschooling, Tasha homeschools.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a big community out there already, and we just need to let more parents know that are stuck in the system, that are finding out about Common Core, and they don't see a way out as of there's no alternatives when there is. And there's the Rise Center, which we've talked about, that Alyssa Wall runs, and that's a great program. So I think it's more of just getting over the stereotypes of homeschooling and getting the information out there, and maybe hoping more parents will opt out of this government system.
I wanted to mention something. A side note to that is yesterday, I know that not Roxanne, but Tasha and I met with a journalist with NPRI, and she works almost exclusively at the school board. She's there like at every school board meeting, taking notes. You know, she's been fighting these people, the school board, for probably at least 10 years. It sounded like maybe even 20. And she's all over it. And I'm going to tell you that she contacted us at Southern Nevada Watchdog to talk about Common Core. And apparently she has only recently heard about it. Now, that's interesting to me because she's been at the school board religiously. And she's just now recently kind of putting the pieces together on this.
Wow.
So that's kind of a concern to me, but, you know.
Yeah, well, you know, is she the one that we met in at the event a couple of weeks ago about Common Core? There was a girl from I think it's the same thing. I'm looking at the abbreviation.
Nevada Policy Research Institute?
Right, Nevada Policy Research. And, yeah,
she's the one that deals with the school board, and she's the main
right.
one.
Right, I think it was she, and she was there. She was very interested in what was happening there. I'm definitely going to get in contact with her because I want to have her on to find out what it is that she knows. But I'm finding out also the different districts across the country are implementing different parts at different times of this Common Core system. And if they're getting a lot of pushback, sometimes they're trying to change it around to something totally different, like what's going on in Texas, where they started with C-Scope. Well, you know, it was Common Core, then they changed it to C-Scope, and they want to change it to something else. I recommend that all parents and people are aware of what's happening. I know they have to work and everything. That's the whole agenda that they have, is to make sure that you're working and busy, too busy to find out what's going on with your own children. I recommend that people know about this, and when these names change, that they're aware. Just look at the same tactics to see if the same tactics apply, and make sure you don't want to be a part of that, and get your kids out of the public school system. Any government-funded school system, whether it's private, Christian, Catholic, anything that receives any government money. I think that's what we learned. If we didn't learn anything else, we learned that when we went to the Common Core meeting. Am I right, Roxanne?
I agree.
Yeah, I think that, that you know, something that can be said is basically if your kids are in public school, the best option is to get them out. Of course, I just know that, as she was saying, that the people who go down to the school board meetings here are, you know, basically – the school board in Clark County, in most counties, does not get a lot of oversight from the public. So ideally, something I've heard from before from government-type people is that, you know, hey, protesting, for instance, is great. We want you guys to go out and protest because, you know, people that go out and protest, and I'm not against protesting. I think doing demonstrations is very useful. However, the idea is, go out there and you make your statement, and then you go home and you sleep well at night because you think you did something, but, you know, and you forget about it tomorrow, okay? And that is the issue, I think, even with the school board, is that from what I understand, people go and they, you know, raise a fuss about whatever one issue it is, and they come maybe 2-3 times, and then they stop going. And the problem with these people is you really have to be in their face constantly and to get, you know, and everybody has to work usually, you know, and you got kids and you got to raise kids too. So, you know, it is a tough thing to do, but we have to, if you have your kids in public school, and even if you're not, you know, it's best because, you know, I don't have any children, but the point is that this is tomorrow. Kids are tomorrow, and what's going on with the masses of them is very important. You know?
Well, yeah, especially since they're talking about doing things like homosexualizing our kids, they're, you know, doing things. They know that they in certain places, especially the target of like Chicago and places like that, where they have targeted the kids in the central cities of this country, and then you have someone like Charlotte Isserby, who worked in the administration of Ronald Reagan, who knows exactly what happened there and what
she's
is
amazing.
Going on and how it are coming to pass. You know, it's time now for us to get on board. I'm talking about all parents because I'm on board as a grandma. You know, I'm making sure my children know exactly what's going on, and I've already told them, you need to mark your days because those kids are coming out of the public school system. I said, you need to be aware of
everything that's
going on. Get these kids out, and you need to get them out now, you know. So that's what we're working on with them as well, and be able to provide a way for them to be, the kids to be educated. That's why I ask about the homeschool co-op things. Do you guys have lists of all these homeschool organizations and co-ops and things like that, so parents, we know how to usher these parents into a program so their children can be educated?
You know, that's something that we haven't put together on the website yet.
Yeah.
But
I'll
add it to that. So go ahead. Sorry,
okay.
Roxanne.
It's okay. I can go ahead and look up the link for the Rise Center right now. They also have links on there for different homeschool groups, and there's a wide range of them, so that's pretty helpful. And
that's
we can update the website, too, with that information.
Wow. Oh, yeah, that would be really good. I think the parents would need to know that because I want to be able to send them the parents to your site, and I'm just, you know, and even tell them now to go to www.snwatchdog. Is it watchdog.org or watchdog?
Yes, singular, watchdog.org.
Okay,
yeah.
Watchdog.org. So it's www.snwatchdog.org, and they're going to have information up. They may not have it up at right now, but they'll have it up. Just keep on checking the site until it's put on the site so that you know where to go. We have a goal to get kids out of the government-funded schools probably before Christmas because we're working with people all over the country to watch out for things, to be able to have, if they don't do anything but have homeschool co-ops or somebody to be able to come in and give their kids lessons, whatever they can do is what we're working on because we have to get these children out. I don't want to see another child being guinea pigged by these thugs, people that are part of Bill Ayers and George Soros and all of their Planned Parenthood cronies.
Absolutely.
You know, and so I think it's serious. It's very urgent, and it's something that everybody can do to be active in whichever way they possibly can. If parents can open up another, you know, their home and say, okay, we can accept a couple of more children or whatever it has to be done. But we are looking at doing some math stuff so that the Department of Education collapses. That I believe that's the only way that we're going to solve this issue. These guys are making money hand over fist. We've already seen now that since the 60s, education has gone down the tubes and more money has been put into it. And all the taxpayer money that your parents did, my parents did, and everybody else has done throughout all these years has gone to no good because these guys are pocketing the money and they're destroying our kids, and we're not going to tolerate it anymore.
It's so
bad. They just don't know it yet.
It is so bad. It's just beyond even, you couldn't even imagine how bad it really is. You know, I mean, and the fact is, too, I think one of the things that we struggle with or as a parent that people will struggle with is that many of us are products of that school system. We go to, you know, I'm going to go teach your children now, let's just say. You yourself actually have to take the time to relearn some of the things that they're learning because you were not properly educated, and you know what I mean? I've been looking over some of these English books, you know, as I'm going to be helping out doing some English stuff for some homeschool kids, and I like English, so I'm all about it.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been looking through some of these textbooks, and there are some parts of the textbook, just a few, that I can honestly say I was never taught that, you know?
Wow.
So,
well, do you think that they have the right information? I mean, because we're working with people that are educators and people that are not in that public school system that have their own curriculums. Are the information that you're seeing, is this information that's by McGraw-Hill or Pearson's, or is it information from somebody who's private?
Well, I can tell you that something I recently learned was the high school graduation standards back in, like, the 1850s. And
mm-hmm.
what a kid had to know to graduate high school in the 1850s is insane. They had to know how to do Latin, Greek fluently. They had to know
wow.
how to do philosophy, chemistry. I mean, and not that we don't teach chemistry, but, I mean, it was the extent of things they had to learn was quite impressive. And
mm-hmm.
in addition to that, they actually had to learn one or two languages that were
mm-hmm.
living languages. So one of the books that I'm working off is an older book that's been updated from the 1800s. And
oh, okay.
I'm pretty confident that it covers what needs to be covered. And there's only a few things that I don't remember ever learning, but that I know are relevant in other languages because I have studied other languages. So I always thought it was interesting in English that we didn't talk about those things. So I think they're a pretty good textbook, but Roxanne could probably speak to it more than I could.
Yes, ma'am, Miss Roxanne.
I'm sorry, I'm reading over an article right now. So
okay.
I'm trying.
Yeah, you
I
can tell we're raw. We're raw
for the
Right
Center.
We have this program by the seat of our pants, so it doesn't matter. I mean, whatever you're doing is fine. I know you're going to share it with us, though, right?
Well, yeah, you know, everybody just has to get active in their own children. You know, I mean, yeah, you do the best you can, reach out to others, but you got to take a step. You know.
Yeah, absolutely. That's exactly what has to happen. And parents are starting to find out what their kids are learning, and the books and the literature that kids are finding out about, some of the most appalling, disgusting stuff I would have ever thought would be in a list and be so recognized by supposedly well-recognized organizations and companies. I'm like, these guys are full of it. They're all a part of the same thing. They're all scratching each other's back, and they're making money
non-profit,
off of each other.
Quasi-governmental,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we just can't, you know, we have to be our own everything. We have to live in an alternative universe at this point. This is where we are right now.
Yeah. It's the real universe. It's going to be coming around, and you know, it's eventually everything that the system is building is going to collapse because it is a facade.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so
mm-hmm.
when that happens, this will be the reality that we all have to actually live in reality, you know.
Mm-hmm. But that would be a great thing because, you know, actually this seems to be taking us back to basics. You know, where our grandparents
mm-hmm.
and stuff like that were. You know, this is taking us back. We lost our way, and, you know, we lost our principles. We lost our information about God. You know, they have it all. They have all the definitions changed to justify their agenda, and we have to bring it all back. You know, we have to bring up what the founding principles were in this country so that our children would never lose sight.
Yeah. We have to take it back. You know, I've taken
it
from
it.
Us, these people,
yeah.
you know. Yeah.
Yeah, they absolutely have. Listen, give us some more information about the organization and tell us some more information about what you guys have done, some of the other things you have done, and then we will end the program, and if there's anything else you want us to know about. And again, can you have Miss what's her name from the Rise? I want to book her.
Oh, NPRI?
Yeah, no. I'm gonna get in touch with her, but the person who's in charge of Rise, I want to
okay.
have her on Breaking
Alicia.
News Journal. Yeah, yes, I want to have her
okay.
on Breaking News Journal. If you guys can have her get in contact with me, I want to schedule her. Or I do have her information though. I'll get in touch with her and stuff. But if you guys talk to her before because I have to leave town, I have some business to take care of for Breaking News Journal, so that we can launch the TV channel. And feature films and live events. So I've got a lot going on with Breaking News. We just launched our Breaking News Journal Israel program yesterday. So we're doing a lot, you know, and stuff like that. So, but you know, I want to be on top of this because I live in Nevada. So I want to be able to get our parents information so they understand what's happening here and get involved, and not going to get involved but take their kids out.
Well, I was thinking, too, I think Roxanne probably has a lot of information that she could go over, and if it's okay with you, Roxanne, I'll just leave, you know, the last few minutes, and you can kind of go over some of the things that you're dealing with in homeschooling and Common Core and some things that people should be looking out for.
Okay.
Okay, and thank you for having me. I do appreciate it.
Oh, you're more than welcome.
Take care.
Okay.
Bye, Melissa.
All right.
Bye, Melissa.
Bye. Okay. All right, go ahead.
I did want to let everyone know, coming up on October 4th, there is going to be a school board meeting with a public hearing about the Next Generation Science Program.
Wow.
And I just posted the link for the event we created on that on your little chat board here.
Okay. Okay, good. You have it on the chat room? That's good. All right. And so they can that this is the school board. This is the school
mm-hmm.
board meeting, and this is about
the curriculum
of science?
Yes, and it's been
okay.
very controversial. As far as I know, only 5 states have adopted it so far. And
can you tell me what it's about? What has everybody in such an uproar? And where can they go and stuff after you tell us?
We have some articles posted on the event page.
Okay.
I've been trying to update it as much as I can. There's little information out there because it's so new. And it is Common Core, but they're trying to say it's separate, as usual, like
whatever.
You were saying earlier, how they use different names. So it's Next Generation Science Standards, and it's through ACHIEVE, backed by Bill Gates.
Uh-huh.
And some of the controversy I've been hearing is they're trying to push more of the type of global warming teachings and or climate change as fact on using that as a lot of the curriculum, which... That is just political opinion.
Seriously.
It's not a fact.
Absolutely not a fact.
Also, there's been states that have higher science standards, and the argument that I see more valuable in this fight coming up is why can't we model a state that has higher standards than Next Generation? You know, why settle for less? And that's how Common Core is.
Yes, absolutely. That's all it, you know, that's what it is. Well, they don't even care. They're not even concerned about the kids. Their agenda is to totally destroy the teachers so that they can have workforce education and to be able to take, so that the teachers won't have a job, and then they can bring in their enforcers that are not educators in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
And so we need to be really aware. It's going to be a real shaking up. I think this is going to be a real shaking up. I have found the information on the Nevada Education Watch on your page, and so I would recommend that everybody goes there, and then you also will be keeping everybody in touch with the new generation of science standards resource and what's going on there. So I do have that information up. I'll get that information out to people if there's more, and when you get the information up about homeschools and where people can go, I'll do that. Do you want me to send you professional sources for curriculum for people that are needing different things, different kinds of information, curricula?
Sure.
Okay, we'll do that.
Anything
I'll send that information over to you. Okay, yeah, because you never know what parents need.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we can do that. We can get that information over to you. Preschool through college. We even have some homeschool college stuff that people can get their four-year accredited college degree and stuff. So there's a lot of stuff out there. Listen, it was a pleasure having you on, Roxanne and Melissa. I give you my best, and I'm sorry that Tasha couldn't get here. I pray that you get well soon, lady, and we will talk next time. I will have you guys back on again because we're going to have to keep updated on what's going on, and we can talk about the information that has to do with this event that's coming up this week. And if you need to call me about that, call me, but I want to get as much information out there as possible. I'm going to call the church, though, today and see what I can find out.
Okay. Thank you so much, Ruth.
You're more than welcome. It's been a pleasure. It's been a pleasure. Everybody, this is snwatchdog.org. Again, snwatchdog.org. It's been a pleasure having you on Breaking News Journal on Air Radio. You guys will be on again. Roxanne, I'll talk to you later.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Come rain, come shine. I meet you, and to me the world is fine. Then I kiss your lips, and the pounding becomes the ocean's roar. When you arouse the need in me, my heart says yes indeed in me. Proceed to tell you that you're marvelous. Tell you that wonderful skin, 'cause I've got you under my skin, and I love you under my skin.